Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Happy Valentine's week! Welcome to this week's journal entry. I wanted to share some love with you that I felt, sprinkle some love onto you, and give you three steps to loving yourself a little bit more this week, whether you're smitten or single. I host this podcast truly because I believe that by sharing my vulnerable moments and my struggles and how I use journaling to work through them, that it will help other women out there. I don't do it for the ratings or the reviews, so much so that I completely forget to check them. I was listening to another podcast last week, and she started off every episode by mentioning and reminding to her listeners that they go rate and review, and then she shares one of the recent reviews. Anyways, all of that was like, I should go look at mine. And so I went to go look. And so far, Journal Entries has 5-star ratings on Apple with 13 ratings and 3 reviews, and also 5 stars on Spotify with 7 ratings. So if you are one of those ratings or reviewers, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I won't be doing this at the start of every podcast episode because I didn't love how much time she spent talking about it, but I would love if you took a few seconds to rate my show. You can actually do it at the same time that you're listening right now. You can just pull it up, click the stars, and then give it a rating, whatever your heart wants to rate this show. And if you have 1 or 2 more minutes, you can actually type out a review. This is one of the reviews that I saw on Apple. It was left on June 14th. Of 2023, and I just now saw it. It was written by TBNBB0101. So I'm not sure who that is. If that is you, thank you so much. So it was titled Awesome Podcast, and it said this. It was 5 stars. So real, so inspiring. It's never easy to tap into one's own feelings, but listening to this podcast and having Sam guide you through the process of journaling is so helpful. Thank you, Sam, for being brave and opening up with your own experiences in order for the rest of us to have the chance to do the same. Bravo. I loved that. So thank you so much. Moving on. If you are feeling unsettled in your life in any way, maybe you're feeling unsettled in your career, in your relationship, in your body, in your financial situation, or if you're feeling good in all of those areas, but you just feel kind of stuck. If you're feeling any of that, it's safe to say that you don't love all aspects of your life, which I first want to say is okay. You can feel grateful for all that's going well in your life and want things to change in some areas so that you can be happier or more fulfilled or just feel better in whatever way. So it's okay to not be totally happy in your life and to want more and to still feel grateful for those things that you do have. That is where, quote unquote, the work comes in. Have you ever heard that? Like, you have to do the work to get to where you want to be. But I always felt like no one talks about what the work is ever, especially for me, where I always kind of felt like I was doing, quote unquote, the work. I was doing the basics that like all of the personal development people recommend, like having a morning routine, exercising, writing those things that you're grateful for and some affirmations, drinking water, like keeping a healthy body and healthy mind, thinking about what it is that I wanted. And I just kept thinking, there must be more work. There must be work besides this, because nothing is really changing. And some of the additional work is obvious. Like, I remember when I first started to feel complacent or just kind of unfulfilled in my corporate career, I started researching other jobs. So that was like extra work, a tangible thing that I could take action on and do is just researching other jobs, applying to other jobs. Or when I realized that I was struggling in my marriage, I increased my communication and I suggested therapy. So like that type of work. But while I do believe that morning routines are incredible, potentially necessary for mental health at least, and exercise is beneficial to prepping your body and your mind, I realized after my shift, so like, I don't know, after my divorce and after I started my journaling business and or maybe during that, and I feel like I'm a completely different woman now. I feel empowered and fulfilled and happy, even though my life is like the busiest ever. I just feel so different. And I realized I must have done the work to get here, right? And so I realized what it was, at least for me. And so if you're looking to level up and feel more love in your life in any way, these are the three pieces of work that I did, besides the exercise and, you know, drinking water and whatnot. Do that too, okay? So here's the real work, in my opinion. First, get clear on not just the change that you want to have happen, but matching that clarity with the self-worth that you deserve it. You deserve to feel that way. You deserve to have that relationship. You deserve to look at the large balance in your bank account. You deserve to sign up to volunteer at your kids' school because you want to and you have the time freedom and the flexibility. You deserve to look into the mirror and love what you see. You deserve to look in that mirror and think, wow, I look really lean today. My skin is glowing today. I feel incredible today. You deserve all of those things. When you are clear on what it is that you want, yet underlying you don't believe that it's possible, it is going to be very hard to actually obtain that goal that you have. I'm actually working with a private client right now, and I am prompting her through a certain situation in her life and how she was feeling a little bit unworthy of something incredible that happened. And so I'm guiding her through this, and she had a really profound, I think, breakthrough in one of her journal entries. She was feeling this like anxiety almost and a little bit of fear around this situation and ultimately the worthiness of getting the thing that was given to her. And she realized that that anxiety was misplaced, that her feelings were misplaced. She was placing that on her worthiness. And through journaling, she realized that she totally is worthy. It's actually the unknown of what's to come that was making her a little bit anxious. So now we're focusing on that. But I just thought that was such a really profound breakthrough to have, that separating feelings from worthiness. And worthiness is key to getting what you want. So next is questioning your worth. I always thought that I had high self-worth. I don't know why, but just maybe self-confidence is what I had. But looking back at some of the relationships that I was in and what I absorbed from others and how I changed myself around certain people, I believe now that it all boils down to how much I thought I was worthy of, to what I thought I was worthy of. And I just never stopped to question it. Because the truth is, if I thought that I was truly worthy of a certain type of love, of relationship, I never would have accepted some of the relationships that I was in. I knew that there was potentially a better match out there, but I just never stopped to question it. I was just like, yeah, life is good. Let's keep going. If I thought I was worthy of a healthier body, I would have never continued to binge eat. A lot of you guys know that I struggled with binge eating disorder. I knew the exact steps to getting a healthy body. I mean, even during it, I was a wellness coach. I just never stopped to question it, to question my worth around deserving to have this strong, lean, healthy body. So where do I go to question these things is obviously my journal, and I'm going to help you with this. And before I get into some actual prompts for you, for those of you that don't know, I actually suffered with binge eating for about 10 years. And it wasn't until 2019, I want to say May of 2019, when I stopped. I was like, I need to do something. I stopped and I read a book about binge eating. It was called Food, the Good Girl's Drug. I still recommend that, at least as a beginner's guide to somebody who's struggling with emotional eating. It's incredible. So I read that book, and then I journaled about my food intake, why I was doing it, what the repercussions were. And then I finally stopped binge eating. And that was before I had like systems to journaling, but I just knew that I needed to like get it out of my brain and like onto paper, onto something else. I even went to therapy for binge eating, and that was not very helpful. But I'm going to prompt you through how to question your worthiness, whether you also struggle with emotional eating or relationship issues, or if you're just feeling stuck. And I will put all of them in the show notes for you to come back to. So here's the prompt. What is it that I want to have shift in my life so that I can feel a deeper sense of love in my life? Whatever that means for you. Then, do I think I'm worthy of this? If no, if that gut feeling is like, nope, I just don't believe this is for me, then ask yourself why and just get curious. Why do you feel like you're not worthy of this? When was this thought instilled in you? Did you grow up believing that? Or did something happen to you in high school that made you believe that? Did somebody say something to you at work that made you believe that? When was it? If you can pinpoint that memory, then just getting detailed about what it was, and then asking yourself, are those things true today? If you believed that, you know, you couldn't have a strong, healthy body when you were a little kid because maybe you were raised in a family where that just wasn't an example. And so you thought that you were destined to also be a little bit heavier or just not have a good relationship with food because that's all you saw around you. You likely, if you're listening to this, are an adult right now. And you have a lot of other influences, positive influences in your life. Is that still true today? Is that belief of you are destined to look like this and feel like this still true? Does it have to still be true today? Most often, I'm going to say no. And there's always different caveats to all scenarios. But so if no, if you don't think that you're worthy of what it is that you want, ask yourself why, when did I first learn this, or when did I first start behaving in this way? And then are those things true today, or is that true today, or does that have to be true today, or am I old enough now, wise enough now where I can choose differently? If you ask yourself, do I think I'm worthy of this? And you say yes, because that's also a possibility, you're still feeling stuck though, right? You're still feeling that unsettled feeling. So why has it been so hard for you to adopt the behaviors that you need to have in order to make that a reality? Why has it been so hard for you to shift, to take action? And if you have started to take action, to stay consistent in that action, what is it that keeps stopping you? So just getting curious about that. Step three, love yourself enough to do something different. So far, we've talked about awareness, essentially, an awareness of what it is that you want and increasing your self-worth so that you can actually get it. But it's not just going to be handed to you. And oftentimes, we have to do something different to get something different, to see different results, right? So step three is, what action steps can you do to inch closer to that goal? And at first, this is just a brain dump list. This is any and all actions that come to your mind. And then circle one thing that you can do today. And I have some examples for you. I have three different situational examples. The first one is just feeling better. So I figured this is good for everybody. If you just want to feel better, What are some action items that you can do? Some things that popped up for me when I was thinking about this was I could make a list of things that bring me joy. In fact, I do have this list in the Notes app on my phone. You could look at your schedule of when you can actually do those things. You could pencil them in to that schedule. You could reach out to a friend, see if they would want to do something. Also, you could consider scheduling in to come to the Unwind and Recreate workshop that I'm hosting. This is if you're local to Western New York, and it's the journaling workshop that I'm hosting to help the overwhelmed, stressed out woman feel decluttered and more supported and inspired to finally accomplish goals that have been pushed off of her to-do list. I was going to say it was pushed down and down and down, and then it just kind of fell off because everything else got in the way. So if that's you and you live near Western New York, you can check it out. It's at samanthapenkoff.com/workshop. But do something different. Maybe you have to wake up earlier, or you have to try a nighttime routine, or go to some sort of workshop or conference, something to do something different. You have to start behaving in the way that your future self that you want to feel and be would behave. So what are those things? And then start doing that small, right? This was a full list. Do one thing today. Maybe you sign up for my workshop today, or you just look at your schedule today. When is your free time that you could prioritize feeling better? Okay, my next situation, better relationship with food. Some things that you could do, continue reading the book, try the approach where I will allow myself whatever I want to eat. I read about that when I was trying to heal from binge eating. I could make a flexible meal plan. I used to make meal plans that were so strict, and I would like enter every single calorie into my FitnessPal beforehand so that I knew exactly how much I was eating. It was like binging and restricting. So a to-do item would be create a flexible meal plan. Another item that I had on my list was call a therapist. So what are little things? And then what's one of those things that you could do today? Lastly, healthier relationship. The first thing that I thought of as a to-do item was I could share how I'm feeling. But then I thought, that's loaded, especially for somebody who isn't in tune with how she's feeling, who was me. So underneath share how I'm feeling, there's a few more action steps that you could do. First, understand how it is that you feel in the first place, right? You need to know that before you can actually share it. But even before you share it, ask yourself and really understand, what is it that you need in a partner or in a friendship? And then choose how you're going to have this discussion. How are you going to share this? Will it be a discussion in person? Will it be over the phone? Will it be a text message, an email? Or as I did with my ex-husband, I wrote letters. I felt like that was the best way for me to have complete thoughts that were true to myself. I wrote letters, I typed them out, and then I printed them. And I said, here you go. Take a moment and read this when you can. It worked for me. So choosing that, and that could be one item for one day. So breaking all these things down, another thing for a healthier relationship, go to therapy. Therapy is just good for everything. To recap, number one, get clear on not just the change that you want to have happen, but matching that clarity with the self-worth that you deserve. Number two, question your worth in your journal. And number three, love yourself enough to do something different. Write down those action items, a brain dump of the action items, and then circle just one thing that you can do today. Do these three things anytime you feel unsettled or stuck in any area of your life. Or if you just know that you're ready to attract more and you're feeling fine in your life, this also works really, really well for that. So give it a try. And remember to check out the workshop link in my show notes if you're local, and if you would love some guidance on how to actually journal so that you not only feel better, but your life starts to actually shift for the better too. Thank you so much for listening this week, and I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.